Hey, welcome back. This is Nash Gabriel from the Gabriel Cancer Center and with Kerry Smith. Today, we're talking about some very unique topic, which has been the subject of discussion, radio, TV, newspapers, campaign, which is the cost of drugs. There is no doubt that the drug price is gone up, but we have to put things in perspective. And the idea of this program today is to be objective, instead of just labeling drug companies as being greedy eagle shysters, all they want is money, we think, Kerry, you and I, through our profession, what do we do for a living, that we have a more balanced, I think, is that biased to say we're balanced?
No, I think we're balanced.
We're balanced and to give an opinion about, because we know what it takes to develop a drug, and we also know, on the other side, the claims made or that being made that maybe we should restrict. So, Kerry, without talking too much about this, I'll just ask you a question. How expensive do you think, I want to tell the audience, mm-hmm. the listeners, how expensive it is to develop new drugs, how tedious the process is, how long does it take? And some people think it's almost like a Russian roulette. That you'd write or like rolling the dice?
I know. You know, I have to say it's billions of dollars and lots of time invested by many people. We talked earlier on one of our early shows about the process and how, you know, when scientists at the benchtop are finding these breakthroughs and they have to go through animal studies and toxicology studies and PK studies. And then once they get through all this animal testing, then it goes first in human testing. And then it gets through the process of where is it going to work and targeted to a specific population of patients, whether it's lung cancer, breast cancer. And then there's more patients. And it goes through all of the phases of development from phase one, phase two, phase three, where you expand to several hundred patients once you get to phase three randomized studies. So there's years and time invested to recruit these patients into these studies. And it takes a lot of people and a lot of time invested, so that all takes money. And so it takes a lot of investors who invest in these drug companies to see the potential to get this through to market.
So let me give you, for the audience, listeners, we'll just bring simplified an example. I want to start a drug company. And actually, I almost did 2 years ago mm-hmm. in collaboration with a chemical company in Germany. To start that company, we thought about something to do with the polymers and drugs and mixing together and so on. Let's say it did work out. So we will have that German company was willing to invest a few million dollars that I use my ideas. And we hired three PhDs, doctor PhD in biochemistry and chemistry, whatever. And those will have with them 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, whatever assistants. And we will work on this. We will start, this is exactly how it happens. We will start with my thoughts about taking 9 drugs and mix them with 7 different kinds of polymers mm-hmm. with the hope that in that, so it's 7 and 9, there is 63 probabilities that one combination will match that it will be viable, right?
Right.
One of the 63. So the initial phase would be to mix those chemicals together to see if it's a good carrier and go on and on. All this time, I'm being paid. Those PhDs are being paid. There is a building. There is instruments. There is machines. There is computers. There is all that is money spent.
And all of that is regulated.
Right.
So, you know, there's a cost right. to all of those regulations.
So then if we fail, like all those 63 probabilities, if none of them worked at the initial step, then we collapse. Their investment is gone. Oh, by the way, our producer, Scott, wanted to invest in the company. And I told him, hey, Scott, you know, you put maybe $10,000, and if this thing works, you might make some money. he'll be rich. And then all of a sudden, after 1 year, sorry, Scott, didn't work out. He would hate me forever because I feel bad for him that he lost his money, right?
Right.
So next step would be, let's say one of those 63 probabilities that actually materialized. Then you go, we go into test tube testing. And then that test tube testing, you just don't do it yourself. You outsource it. So you pay a private company to do the testing. I don't think those private companies work for free, do they?
No, of course not.
They get paid. And who pays them? The investors. Mm-hmm. The German company. I was willing to invest a few monies. And we have good people in America who said, you know what? Like Scott, I'll put the 10,000, somebody else will put a million, because I know 10 years from now, because it takes average 11 years from the concept until the drug is in the market. Mm-hmm. During all those 11 years, at any given day, the process can collapse and your money is gone. Period. Which means the initial investment is gone. Scott's money is gone. My money is gone. My work is gone. And believe it or not, these scientists, including myself, who wanted to do this, it wasn't only for the money. It was also for the ego. I want to do something useful. I want to achieve something. I want to have my name on the books, discover this and this, right?
Right.
And when this fails, not only I lose money, I lose some credibility, and I lose also belief in myself. And there's some disappointment on my side, my family side, and so on and so forth. So the process is complex. It's lengthy. And as you mentioned a while ago, when you do animal experiments, I remember we went and visited you and I once, and Michael was with us, my son. We went to the one in Ashland, Charles River.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Yeah, those people have all kinds of animals. Mice, cats, rats, dogs, monkeys.
Everything.
And companies that develop drugs, they develop pesticides, whatever. They go to Charles River, great company, by the way. I love that place. They go there to do all the testing on animal toxicology. And that's not something you just go and do it. There is something called Uncle Sam. You know, those people who collect tax from us every day, they use those taxes actually to fight us at work. So they use our tax money to be the watchdog on these companies for a good reason, but sometimes they overdo it. But when they overdo it with their bureaucracy and so on, they make life more difficult. Like you saw how much money Charles River spend on how dogs have to be housed because animal lovers come and get upset that the dogs were not allowed often, that they didn't have sex, so they had to create walls between the two cabins for the dogs to have sex.
Yes, they did.
A lot of stuff. Ultimately, right? You do the human testing. When you start human testing, already you are 3, 4, 5 years in the work. And again, all the staff you have, all the instruments you have, somebody's paying for it. And that somebody is hoping and praying that after 10 years or 11 years, the drug will be approved by the FDA. And that drug will be approved for something useful, so useful that will be used on patients. Mm-hmm. And that somebody will pay for that drug. And now all of a sudden we're saying, yeah, but you know what? When that company, when they succeeded, they are going to make a lot of money and they cannot do that. We have to tell them that they cannot make that much money. I don't know. It's mostly these liberal academics, almost like communists. They really, without being offensive or insulting to them, but they really live in a parallel universe. They really don't think about the other side.
Now, I know that we talked about, 20, 30 years ago, we had a handful of drugs to treat cancer. I know we're talking about all drugs today, but let's talk specifically about cancer drugs.
Right.
And we just had a handful. So when those drugs were developed, you know, it's standard chemotherapy. And now we talked about all of these newer agents that are biologics and biosimilars. And do you think that that is a reason the development of these drugs is more costly than the drugs that we were developing 20, 30 years ago?
I think the cost of developing drugs is a little bit higher now. I do remember 15 years ago, the average cost to develop a drug was only $1 billion. By the way, only. Currently, The average cost to develop a new drug is $2.3 billion. Some people say $3 billion, but the point is, it's $2 billion and above. A lot of it is maybe these drugs are, the ones we have, the biologic agents, are more difficult to make, to measure, to test, and so on. But make no mistake about it, we had had an extensive new rules and regulations that basically are handcuffing every single step in the process. So 10 years ago, it took average 7 to 8 years to develop a drug. Now it's 11 years.
Right.
Without being political, actually, no, I should be political. The cost of developing drugs tripled under Obama, and the time to develop a drug went up by 50% under Obama. The rules and regulations we have in the books tripled under Obama. Is that correlation? I realize I'm a scientist. Correlation doesn't always mean causation. But for God's sake, in this case, it is correlation, is causation.
Right. We talked about several of the steps that are involved in the process of drug development, including, you know, IRBs, IBCs, informed consent. And we talked about the, you know, just the length of time it takes to review an informed consent. Years ago, there may have been 3-4 pages to a consent. Now there's 20, 30, 40 pages and 3, 4, 5, 6 different consent forms. We're running out of time, but we'll come back and we'll talk more about the cost of drugs. This is The Cancer Gene on 640 WHLO. I'm Carrie Smith, and with me is Nash Gabriel from the Gabriel Cancer Center. The podcasts are available on GabrielCancerCenter.com, as well as you can search The Cancer Gene on iHeartRadio. We'll be back in a minute with The Cancer Gene on 640 WHLO.